Bonneville. It was cozy and festive inside Bonneville Centralized High School's main foyer on the evening of November 23 as community members strolled around the annual Fair Trade Market and engaged in conversation over warm beverages. The Coffee House and Fair Trade Market, organized by BCHS's student council members, has become a community staple over the last 15 years, connecting worldwide artisans to socially conscious shoppers. All the items are handmade and come from different villages around the world, mostly in Africa, said grade 11 student Sydney Albert, describing the items at her table. Around the market, fair trade items included Christmas decor, children's toys, art, coffees, teas, and other ethically sourced items. Albert, who is a member of the school's student council, was also the one who discovered the nonprofit HEAL International, which stands for Health, Education and Leadership. The nonprofit was selected as this year's charitable organization. I found the organization and I brought it to my teacher, and she was like, "Oh yes, that's a great organization," Albert recalled. Every year we pick a different charity to donate to. Formed in 2008, HEAL International is based out of Edmonton but works with groups in Uganda. The organization has provided over 800 orphan students with school fees, supplies and meals to allow them to graduate from high school. While money from the products and items sold from the market goes back to the artisans, the market admission and money raised from a raffle is donated to the student council's chosen charity, explained Leslie Ann Etter, a BCHS teacher. The fair trade market exposes students who may not know what fair trade means to the significance of products that are ethically sourced through fair production and fair trade. So, it opens their eyes up a little bit, said Nicole Baker, another teacher with BCHS. In addition to BCHS student council members, there were also students from H.E. Burgoyne Middle School pitching in to make the evening a success. HEB has a program called Community Helpers at their school this year. So, it was a nice tie-in with our social justice and student council group, added Etter.